This morning, the church, this afternoon, the church sets before us another reading from the book of Revelation. We've been hearing that again and again over the course of the Easter season. And in today's reading, we hear of the heavenly Jerusalem, God's own city coming down out of heaven, the city with extraordinarily thick walls, the city which has supposedly enormous pearls as its gates. The doorway is an enormous pearl. The city is bright. It's gleaming like the sun. It has no need for the sun because God and the Lamb are its light. One of the most interesting details that the author recounts for us in this vision of the heavenly Jerusalem coming down out of heaven from God, the author tells us that he sees as the foundation of this heavenly city 12 courses of stones, each of which having the name, bearing the name of one of the 12 apostles. What an interesting detail that is. I think there's a lot there for us to think about. How could it be that this city, a heavenly city, it's really a kind of a symbol of God's kingdom? How is it that the names, or why is it that the names of the 12 apostles are written on the 12 courses of stones that serve as the foundation of the city? For me, I think these 12 names of the 12 disciples show us that the good that you and I do in this life, the ways that we cooperate with Jesus to build his kingdom, that our contribution, the building that we do in this life, it doesn't disintegrate in the next life. That the good that we do will rise with us in the resurrection. We will rise, but so too will our histories. So too will all of the good that we do, the contributions that we make to build God's kingdom. That those stone foundations, they won't just wither away, they won't just erode away to dust. The apostles, in their lives, labored for the kingdom. Jesus commissioned them, commanded them to go and to proclaim his word. And what we have as a result is the church. But I think that the same can be said about you and I. Just as the work that the apostles did, the building that they did, still endures in the heavenly Jerusalem, so the good that you and I do, it doesn't erode to dust, but it will remain in the heavenly kingdom and it will rise with us. Each of us builds with the Lord. For those of you who are parents, and today, of course, it's a great day of joy for some of the parents and grandparents with us, and the rest of you who are parents, the contribution that you make, the building that you do, one of the ways anyway, that you build with Jesus, his kingdom, is the way that you form your children in love. The formation that you give them in Christian truth, Christian service, the way that you make your homes domestic churches, little churches, the way you make your homes places of formation in grace for your children. That is among the ways that you build with Jesus his kingdom, that you labor with Jesus to build this heavenly Jerusalem which comes down from heaven, from God. And I think it's important for you to know that the work that you are doing to form your children, to train them as Christians, that work, it will not erode when you die. It will not even erode many decades from now. But in fact, that work will be preserved by the presence of your children in God's kingdom. That your children will be part of this heavenly Jerusalem, and they can't get there. They wouldn't have gotten there had it not been for the building that you do, the work of formation that you do in your families. But we all can think about the ways that we build with Jesus his kingdom, at our work, in our studies, in our family lives, among our friends, drawing them through our example, through a gentle word of encouragement, drawing them to this heavenly city, Jerusalem. And in that book of Revelation, Jesus gives us the assurance that the building that we will do, that we already do, will rise with us. It won't disintegrate. It won't erode. Today, as I mentioned, it's a great day because we have several children of our parish receiving their first Holy Communion. And one of the sources of our joy today is that these children and all the rest of us who approach with them the Lord's altar to receive his very body and blood receive for the first time today this precious gift which empowers them and empowers us who receive along with them to build with Jesus his kingdom. When you and I eat Jesus' body, when we drink his blood, we become more fully, more completely connected to him as members of his body. Because this building of the heavenly Jerusalem, this is really Jesus' work. It's his work. And we only participate in it. We only build this kingdom. We only make a contribution to the heavenly Jerusalem that will last insofar as we are connected with the one who is really at work, Jesus himself. And this Eucharist, children, that you receive today, Jesus' own body and blood, connects you to Christ so that you have the grace, so that you have the strength to build with Jesus, to be a kind of presence of Jesus in the world, with your brothers and sisters, at school, in your families, among your friends, in the work that you'll do in the future. This Eucharist connects you with Jesus so that whatever you do, wherever you go, however you build, you will make a contribution to God's own city that will last, that won't just erode away, that won't be blown away or washed away, but will last, and that you will be able to enjoy with Jesus in that heavenly city. So let's rejoice that the gifts that the Lord gives to us, they don't fade away. The gifts that the Lord gives us remain. They remain for the heavenly city. The contributions that you and I make because we are part of Jesus' body, the building that we do of the heavenly Jerusalem, it remains. It stands firm, just like the contribution that the apostles made. And that today, when we receive this Eucharist, when we take into our bodies the very body and blood of the Lord, and so are connected to him and draw life from him, that we are strengthened to build his heavenly city, a city that will last.